We all know beef exports have done fantastic the last 2 years. Actually, go back to 2012 when we talked about how great they were then. 2013, first 11 months, just continued, didn't it?
Yeah, by the end of November, we had already eclipsed the value of the 2012 record that we saw. We're pretty sure that we'll exceed $6 billion of meat exports, red meat exports on the beef side in 2013.
What do you contribute a lot of that to then?
Well, I, you know, being chairman of the MEF, I'm going to contribute to what we do. I mean, you know, the mission statement of putting red meat on the world's table. But I think, you know, it's the product that we here in the United States produce, a safe, wholesome product that we eat, that we know is safe, and that we put a face on that we can export to our customers overseas.
Obviously, you all do a lot of work, and we're talking beef. But that goes with pork. I mean, you all,
yes.
In other words, U.S. Meat Export Federation, you all represent so many facets of the ag industry.
We do. I mean, we represent beef, pork, and lamb, but then there's also a diverse membership of nine sectors that we represent. I mean, corn, soybean, farm organizations, farm supply service organizations, packers, exporters, you know, nine diverse members all coming to one, as I said, to put red meat on the world's table.
Fantastic. Of course, when it comes to beef, a lot of folks think about a lot of other countries out there. Let's start with one. Let's start with Japan. We realize that it has been a big country for us as far as exports for many, many years. We got good news from them in releasing that 30-month restriction. Are we continuing to do more over there?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we've seen exports to Japan up over 50% this year, as you stated, since we released 30-month and under there the first part of February. We will exceed pre-BSE levels here next year. So I think that is huge of what we've done there, and continue to work there. And, you know, I happened to be in Japan this last summer, and, you know, still very savvy. They love the consistency of the product that we get them. They love the taste. But it's a competitive market out there. You know, there's a lot of other countries that want to get in there. But, you know, the Japan customer has been very cognizant of the pie product, the quality of product that we export to them. They want to have that, and they like it. And so we will continue to work with them and be a part of that. But, you know, putting that face with the product that we export to them is very critical right now.
Let's jump to another country. What about China? They are a country where we seek very diligently, I guess you could say.
We've been out of China since 2003, the BSE issue. In the past 18 months, we have seen what China has been importing from other countries, and it is phenomenal. We need to get back in that. Hopefully, we will see some movement there, maybe in the second quarter, hopefully in the third quarter of this year. We want to get back in that country, no doubt.
Russia.
Well, we were out of that in February of 2013, beta agonist issues there. We are continuing to try to open that market, but, you know, it's unfortunate that we have federally approved practices, whether it be implants, feed additives, whatever, that we can use here in the United States, that foreign governments will say, no, we don't want them. We don't want any trace of them. We don't want any residue. So we are working with them. I mean, we're supplying information. They are open to conversation. So we're hoping that we can get that market open as well, back open.
I realize you guys spend a lot of time in some of these other countries. What do you feel the reception is for U.S. beef in some of these countries that we've been talking about?
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, any trade missions that I've been on or promotional activities, and I've been on quite a few with MEF, every country is very receptive of it. I think what we have to understand is the cultural differences that other countries have, and we have to understand that here in the United States. It's not that, you know, you and I can sit down and each of us have a ribeye. That same ribeye in Japan, the way they prepare it in a slice would feed a family of four. And we have to understand the preparation, the different cultures that other countries have, and how they want product prepared and how they want it shipped to them.
Bottom line, what do you want producers out there, individual producers, to know about what it is you all do?
Well, I think it's just adding value to all the beef, pork, and lamb that we produce here in the United States and trying to put red meat on the world's table.
Good deal. Well, Mark, it's always good. Mark, it's always good to talk with you about these type of things. Now, obviously, USMEF, if they'd like more, you do have a website they can get it, right?
Yes. I mean, you can go to usmef.org, and there's a lot of information there. And, you know, any producer that would like to attend a meeting or want more information, contact them in Denver or contact myself. My email is on there, too, but we do whatever we can.
Sounds good. Mark Jagels with USMEF. I'm Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.